want to call the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District Internal Operations Committee to order at 4:30, and roll call, please.
Let the record reflect that roll call has been taken and all members are present, including Chair Graves, who is joining us by phone.
Okay, we'll move.
Vice Chair.
We'll move on to public comments. Is there any public comment on an item that is not on today's agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to the draft minutes of June 3rd. Kevin, did you have any adjustments or amendments?
No, I moved to accept.
Okay, the minutes have been accepted. We'll move on to discussion item number one, which is discussion regarding Treasury update and staff.
I'm going to turn this over to our Finance Director, Julie Carter, that will give you a general broad update on where we are at in attempting to take over our own treasury of our funds away from the county. Julie, go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to give an update to the committee regarding the town's treasury function. We have a goal to transfer the treasury duties from the county to the town control. As discussed previously, there are many limitations to having the county control our funds, including delays in processing payments, items being hand-delivered, we're not investing any excess funds, it's limiting our choices of payroll vendors, and we actually have staff that make weekly trips to the county to drop things off and pick them up. The benefits of becoming our own treasury are, you know, we will control the payment to our vendors and the timely payments. We'll be able to invest our excess funds in approved investments. We can reduce our monthly close process, and we can streamline our accounting functions and spend time doing things that we really need to be doing, but we don't have enough time to. There are many steps in the process, and the biggest hurdle is a financial policy. I've reached out to our attorneys for advice on where to start, because this is the first requirement in order to get the funds out of the county control and into local control. We must have a policy that's GAAP compliant, comprehensive, and needs to be reviewed by our attorneys and a financial consultant. It is a very robust policy. Currently, the town has individual policies. Andy was able to send me some examples of financial policies from other agencies. The policies cover numerous items, from receiving and processing of payments, procurement, investment, document security, and much, much more. Staff will begin organizing our established individual policies and wrapping them into one comprehensive financial policy. Once a draft is complete, staff will bring back to the Finance Committee for review and progress from there. Are there any questions? I know Bob's already heard this from the Finance Committee, but Kevin.
No, I think you've addressed really what the issues are. I am in favor of moving forward with this. I imagine we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I appreciate the fact that we're looking for other organizations that probably have developed these type of policies and that we can use some, you know, at least the format, if not some of the verbiage from acceptable best practices. And I would encourage staff to move forward that way from my perspective. That's one opinion. Bob?
Great. No, I concur. And yeah, I heard it earlier. So yeah, I think it's a great idea. We should move forward as quickly as possible, understanding it's going to take a long time.
What do you think is a long time, Bob?
Well, talking to Julie, sometime in this current fiscal year, toward the end of it.
Okay, cool. That's good. I just want to get an idea. This is a long time coming. I really want to applaud staff for moving forward with this and with the Finance Committee for moving forward with this. This is something we probably should have tried to embrace earlier, but everything happens in the right time. So I just appreciate the fact that it's being done. I think that it would be, it's better for us to control our funds if we can do short-term CDs or whatever we need to do with some funds that are just sitting there and that type of thing, and we're going to make better decisions and spend less money.
I agree. Okay, great. So next we're moving on to a discussion regarding the emergency operations plan.
This is Bill Helfrich on the conference call.
Welcome,
Bill. Are you accepting questions from the public?
Sure. Yeah, make a
this
comment.
Treasury
yes.
update. Hi, it's Bill Helfrich. With this program of the Treasury update, will that the fees that are collected on the property tax bills for the water and the wastewater, will that now be collected directly, billed and collected directly by the CSD?
No, that has to go through the county.
Switching to covering it yourself won't fix that.
That will not fix that. Well, I'm not sure that issue is fixable because that's in state law. We can do a lot of things, but we can't change state law.
So the state law is requiring you to collect the infrastructure fees for the water?
We collect infrastructure fees. We do not collect property taxes, assessments, or fees collected off of the property tax because that's done through the county treasurer. Based on the assessor's value.
Okay, but that's what I, all right. I just thought that's what you were trying to get away from was having to deal with the county.
Well, we're getting away from the county in terms of them being the custodian and treasurer of our funds.
Which we pay.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we pay a fee for them to do it, and we're going to bring it in-house to not pay that fee. Okay, moving on to item number two, which is discussion regarding emergency operations plan. I'll turn that over to staff.
Thank you. I have turned over the emergency operations, the general scope of that over to Maddie Cabrillo, who is my executive assistant. And one of the tasks that she's been assigned to complete is to update our emergency operations plan. And I'd like to have her come up and tell you that.
Great. Welcome, Maddie. A couple of firsts tonight. This is for today. This is great.
Good afternoon, everyone. As the district's operations coordinator, I'm here today to provide you with an update on our emergency operations plan. Management has assigned me with a project of reviewing and updating our emergency operations plan. This EOP was adopted in December 2015 and has been reviewed annually. However, no major updates have been made since then. I have connected with our mutual response partners, the Governor's Office of Emergency Services and Contra Costa Operational Area, to ensure that our EOP plan remains compliant. Emergency response is not a standalone function. It is important to effectively interact with other jurisdictions performing emergency functions within and around the district. So a lot of what I'm working on is collaborating with our emergency response partners so we can delineate and coordinate actions before, during, and after a disaster. Reclamation District 800 is a vital mutual aid partner for the town of Discovery Bay. When it comes to hazmat, chemical response processes, flood response, and waterway evacuation plans, Rec 800 has named the town of Discovery Bay as a mutual aid partner, and both districts will be sharing our emergency operations plans with one another. I have requested a collaborative training and tabletop exercise with Rec 800 to be scheduled this fall. I'm in the middle of streamlining our EOP and making it more practical so that if we need to use it, we are prepared to do so. I am updating our emergency response gear, the backpacks, supplies that the town will be using, along with holding a training with staff once we are able to meet in person to go over the updated EOP. I will report back to the committee in September with my next update. This is the end of my report out. Thank you for your time. Please let me know if you have any questions that I can answer.
Kevin, do you have any questions?
I have none. That sounds comprehensive enough, and I think she's on the right track.
Okay. I just have one question.
Sure.
Since Rec 800 is right here, they're a perfect partner to deal
right.
with. Is there any discussion about talking to Iron House or any of the other special districts or cities in the area in terms of maybe not as formal an agreement, but at least knowing what we each have available and what we can each perhaps need or provide, given that whatever emergency might befall us.
Our closest partner would be Rec 800 as far as locality. We are part of a larger MAC group, which is an emergency response group with Brentwood, Discovery Bay, Oakley, and
local plan first. That sounds
right.
Great. Okay, thank you very much. Kevin, you have any future agenda items?
Not at this time.
Okay, anything else that you need to bring up?
No, I appreciate all the hard work by staff and the forward thinking, and I'm looking forward to some positive changes.
Great. Okay. With that, I think that concludes the meeting, and we are adjourned at 4:41. Thank you all.